I'm Susie Larson. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Susie Larson Live.
It's only just a matter of.
To Susie Larson Live. I'm always honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's amazing word, and that heightens your awareness of his very real presence in your life. He goes before you. He goes behind you. He puts his hand of blessing on your head. That's Psalm 139:5. Super glad you tuned in today. My guest is under the weather, and sometimes when that happens, we opt to put in a recorded show, but we just felt like we needed to go live today. And so guess what? You're my guest today. We're going to have a songs and prayer show today. We're going to play a few songs off of my Quiet Time playlist. They're not in the mainstream radio as much as you may think, but they're so worshipful. They're so powerful. And I want to pray for you. So I want you to text me with your prayer request, 877-933-2484. My prayer is that when this hour's done, we've kind of had some church together where when you hear these prayer requests that I'm reading, that you would join with me and we'd intercede as the body of Christ, because nobody's meant to shoulder the burden alone. So we're going to shoulder it together today. I'll share a few devotional thoughts, just some things the Lord's been talking to me about these days. But man, I'd love to hear from you. Text me 877-933-2484. So this dear listener texted in. Said, thanks so much for the ministry. It said, please pray for my husband and I. Listen to this. Our lease is up in a few months, and we need clear direction and clarity about what we're supposed to do or where we're supposed to go. We moved to Tennessee in July of last year to be closer to my husband's dad. 2 days before we moved here, his dad passed away unexpectedly. Wow. Then my husband had a nervous breakdown from the move and his dad's passing and just everything. And there's just been numerous bunch of other things that have happened. Thank you for your prayers. And this past weekend, his catalytic converter was stolen out of his car, the husband. So this guy, something about losing parents, so painful. And just think about that, moving all the way across the country to be with your dad, to have him pass and to have this stuff go on. So we're going to join together and we're going to pray for this dear person. Would you join with me? And I just want, I texted back and said, oh, I pray you have some intercessors with you on this, because you're in a season of transition and there's such a sense of vulnerability when we're in transition. And she said, oh, absolutely we do, which is praise God. That's amazing. And so now she's got a few more. We're going to pray. Father, we lift up this dear sister, and I just thank you, God, that you know she's testified in several other texts that you've been faithful. You've been faithful, and you've established them in your purposes. And though the enemy has really unleashed some pretty significant schemes, she knows that that enemy's days are shortened and that his day will come where you will deal with him unequivocally. And but in the meantime, we just pray the blood of Jesus over them. Would you protect them in this time of transition? We pray for peace, oh God, that would just surpass understanding and wisdom. And there's a scripture in Proverbs that says, wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will fill you with peace. I pray that verse would belong to you, friend, that suddenly as you're just seeking God and enjoying his presence and trusting that you're on a need-to-know basis, and when you need to know, he'll let you know, that suddenly wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will fill you with peace, and you'll both go, this is what we're supposed to do. And you'll just know. And the Lord will lead you into a new season of replenishment. May that be so in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. You can text your prayer request, 877-933-2484. This dear listener says, pray for healing of my lungs and my eyes. Also that these COVID symptoms would go away. Father, we pray for full healing. Lord, we speak life and health to heal to lungs and to eyes and to the respiratory system and anything else going on. Lord Jesus, would you make all the wrongs right, Lord God? Would you make all that sickness just disappear, be banished from their body and the trauma of it be banished as well? In Jesus' name, restore their bodies, restore their soul, and restore their energy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 877-933-2484. In a little bit, I'm going to ask you to do an exercise. Since you're my listeners, we're friends, we're doing this together, I'm going to ask you to step out of your comfort zone a little bit. It's going to be a little bit weird. Not too weird, though. My producer will tell me if it's weird. She'll text me and send me a little note. We'll do it on the other side of the break. So it's just something I want you to do as you enter in and listen to the Lord for what he's bringing up in you, so he can show you what he wants to heal in you. So it's not that weird. Just might be for some of you. All right. Hello. Please pray for my marriage restoration. Thousands of us standing for our marriages. I love that you're saying that because you are part of a bigger story. And I think there's something super powerful about when you step into the bigger story, when you say, Lord, I'm not only praying for my marriage, but for the thousands of marriages that are hanging on by the thread, because that suddenly the enemy shudders. When you take your misfortune, when you take your heartbreak and you step into a bigger story, the enemy trembles because he just wants you to get insecure. He wants you to feel indicted because of your struggle. He wants you to become negatively self-aware. But when you rise up and become God aware and promise aware and presence aware, and you go, oh, no, you don't, enemy. I always say that shield of faith where we block the fiery darts is our way of saying, oh, no, you don't. And then our sword is our way of saying, oh, yes, I will. And that sword is what you're using to fight for other marriages as well. So God in heaven, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would restore this marriage stronger than it's ever been before, and that you would use them to restore thousands of other marriages. The fact that this couple has this perspective, I pray, God, that you continue to grow their heart for the bigger story. Use them in profound ways. In fact, even now in this valley of decision, give them a vision for what that will look like, what a ministry to other marriages might look like, and help them steward the pain and the hardship, help them to be really good forgivers. And I pray, God, you would invade them with joy and hope and restoration. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me tell you, friend, if he can do it for Kevin and I, he can do it for you. Mary Jane says, let's pray for those in Texas and other states affected by the storm, especially those who don't have generators to keep warm. Excellent, Mary Jane. Lord God, we pray for our friends in the South and other places where this is all going on. Lord, we just pray that you would bring warmth, that you bring power back on, that you'd stretch out your hand against the extreme weather. Lord God, you bless especially the vulnerable, the little ones and the elderly. And I pray, God, that you would work in the body of Christ to meet the needs of those around them, and people who maybe were closed off to the gospel would suddenly be open because of their Christian neighbors who are sharing food and sharing blankets and whatever else is needed. May this be a shining hour for the church, and may God, you minister to the needs around everyone through your people. In Jesus' name we pray. I wonder, Angie, if you don't have it, that's okay. But if you have any instrumental music you want to bring up under me, that would be awesome. Thank you, Lord. Here's another one. Reconciliation with broken family, for us to see each other as Christ sees us. Father, represents so many who are like this. And I want to speak to you, friend, that you too would see yourself in the bigger story, that in the arrows that the enemy has sent your way, and maybe he hasn't, but he's so predictable, to make you feel like you're indicted, to make you feel like you're broken. We're all broken in some ways, but that you would just refute those lies and you'd see yourself as the mighty warrior of God that you are, that you're an heir of God and a joint heir of Christ, and you'd fight for your families, not just your family, but for the families who are under attack. I mean, family is at the core of the body of Christ, you know, and all part of the covenant. Is it any wonder the enemy, has worked overtime to go after and break down family? And so, Lord, I pray, raise them up in the name of Jesus. Raise up the leaders in these different families who can be ambassadors of peace and have wisdom for negotiating maybe difficult conversations. But, Lord, I pray where that enemy has come in and twisted things and distorted things, taking words that were meant one way and twisting them to mean another, we condemn that in the name of Jesus. In fact, we take our sword of the Spirit and we cut off every demonic scheme against families and marriages in the name of Jesus. Satan, we forbid you, we bind you from interfering in these families, and we hand those bonds to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we release the power of your Spirit to heal, to restore, to redeem. In fact, those who've received a twisted message where they've distorted it because of their own pain bias or their own unforgiveness, meet with them right now and quicken their hearts and help them to know you heard that wrong, you interpreted that wrong. And may hope arise. May new life just sprout up. I pray there'd be many, many testimonies in the days ahead of restored families, of prodigals coming home, of marriages restored, of finances restored. We pray, God, do what only you can do in the way that only you can do it. Lord Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. Pray for Hillary and her dear husband who've been having difficulty conceiving a child. We've got loved ones, too, that are walking through that, and it's so painful. Lord, we pray for all who are battling infertility. God, all these Christian families who would just cherish a child. when so many who don't seem to care one bit about kids seem to have them without trouble. Lord, that's one of those things I don't understand. But Lord, I know you're sovereign and I know you're good. And I pray that you touch Hillary's body and her husband's body and our loved ones and others who are listening, who are dealing in the same way. Would you bring forth life, God? Would you bring forth babies, bring forth twins, bring forth triplets, healthy babies, put people into instant families. And for those, God, who are little ones, who, Lord Jesus, who are at risk of being aborted, would you change the mind and the heart of their mamas? And I pray those babies would end up in loving families too. Father God, we're so sorry. Lord Jesus, we're so sorry for the way we've missed it. Oh, Lord, pray that you'd heal and redeem our land, God. I pray you'd heal those who are infertile. I pray you put babies into these homes in the most miraculous ways. Do what only you can do, we pray. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. I'm going to pray for one more here before we go to break, and I thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to stand with you. Prayer changes things, and if we can be praying together, I'm telling you what, on the other side in heaven, one of the great things next to being with Jesus forever is the stories. You're going to hear stories of people whose lives and stories turned around because you interceded. I mean, I think prayer is one of the greatest things we can do for the kingdom and for other people. Ruth says, pray for my son, Seth. He struggles with PTSD, post-military, and struggles with addiction. Pray that the chains of addiction be broken, that his faith in Christ would be renewed. God, first I pray for Ruth, who's got a mama's heart, and I'm sure her heart has absolutely been broken to watch her dear son struggle. Would you tend to what this has done to her soul? God, would you heal her? Would you redeem her? Would you encourage her? Would you strengthen her? Would you give her deep sleep? God, and I pray you give her vision again for what healing will look like for Seth and help her to pray into that like the mama bear that she is. And I pray for Seth. Go get him, Lord. You leave the 99 for the one. Go get him. Pull him out of that pit of despair and pray Psalm 18 for him, that you would come down from on high, rescue him from an enemy that's too strong for him. He served our country, Lord. Go get him. Bring him out. Put him in a spacious place. Put a new song in his heart. And then use his strength to bend a bow of bronze, Lord Jesus, to stand on high places for the sake of the kingdom. Rescue him out of the clutches of darkness. Bring him into your marvelous light and heal him the way that only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Angie, for that music. We're going to pause here. When we come back, we'll keep praying. And I've got some songs if I can get to them. But boy, lots of prayers coming in. Happy to stand with you today. Prayer changes things. We serve a God who means what he says, who does what he says he will do. And when we abide in his word and his word abides in us, we ask what we will. Well, you know, we abide in him. And so we stand in faith on biblical ground to say, Lord, change lives, reconcile, heal, redeem. And he hears us when we pray and he moves. We believe it. That's why we do it. We'll be back in a minute. Really glad to have you listening today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Susie Larson Live. And our guest, a regularly scheduled guest, is under the weather. So as I said, sometimes we have, we just put in a recorded show, but we just felt led to go forward because so many need prayer. And this is what we're here for. I'm going to bring Angie on here in just a moment. My producer, Angie Smith. And we're going to just pray for as many of you as we can. We've got some songs we want to play if we need to, but we know that we need to pray as well. So Angie, if I can get that music again, and you can text us with your prayer request, 877-933-2484. And Angie, if I could bring you on the mic, this prayer, I know the texts are coming in so fast, it's hard to keep up with them, but this one says, mm-hmm. Prayer for a young girl paralyzed in a car accident and for the driver who's feeling guilt. Both are teens. Wondering if you would pray for both of those teens.
Yes, for sure. Lord, we want to lift these teens to you. Lord, I can't even imagine what they're dealing with, to be paralyzed and then to be carrying the weight of being the person that caused the accident for this to happen. Lord, they need you. They need you. They need your spirit to come. We pray for physical wholeness. We pray for physical healing for the person that was paralyzed. God, you created us, you know, every cell in her body. I pray that you would go in and heal her, mm-hmm. Lord, and we pray for healing of their souls, especially that driver that caused the accident, Lord. I pray for grace. I pray for mercy. I pray for them to have an encounter with you, yes. to know your forgiveness, God. And I don't know where either of them are, if they know you, but I pray that you would use this as an opportunity to draw close to them, to woo them to yourself, God. We entrust them to you and pray that you would do your work in their lives. And we pray yes. this in Jesus' name.
This one says, a young woman, college student I know, whose mom is in the hospital with COVID and double pneumonia. They told them her heart is wearing out. She's on the vent. They will remove her from the vent later this week if no improvement. And so, Father, we again, as Angie was saying, we just speak healing and life and wholeness to this dear mom in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we ask you to stretch out your hand. God, we ask you to bring healing, wholeness. Turn this thing around in Jesus' name. God, may every system work to support life and health. Lord God, we just, with the authority of Christ in us, Lord, you decide. You number our days, but I'm just going to speak to that pneumonia, and I command it to be gone in Jesus' name. Bring oxygen to her lungs. Bring wholeness and healing to her body, strength to her frame, and may she surprise us all and be healed. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. This one says, as for prayer for my children, I have two daughters who are both diagnosed with autoimmune diseases this year. Youngest is 7, has type 1 diabetes and celiacs. The oldest is 10, diagnosed with alopecia. I don't know, and has lost all of her hair. Needless to say, we've been doctoring and doing lifestyle changes, but my mama's heart is weary of the impact that these diseases have made on our family. I surrender to his will and his plan for our families and our lives every day. Thank you for your prayers of healing. I'm going to take that one just because I, in some ways, understand the chronicity of that. And then, Angie, after that, if you want to take David's prayer request, mm-hmm. that's right after that. I don't know if you see that.
Mm-hmm. I do.
All right. Oh, Lord, I pray for this dear mama who is, again, just a warrior woman to be advocating the way she is for her children. And I pray you'd restore her. I pray you'd redeem her. I pray you'd energize her, give her good, good sleep, and give her otherworldly wisdom, God, to know what to do, even things the doctors aren't saying. I pray Jeremiah 33:3, that as she calls on you, you will answer her and tell her great and mighty things, which she does not know, that she would have just divine answers and wisdom and solutions and creative ideas for how to navigate this with her kids. But God, you are the God who heals. I know type 1 diabetes is significant, obviously, and so is celiac, and so is this other disorder. But God, you are the healer. And as I've been pondering in Isaiah, that you were beaten so that we could be made whole. By your stripes, we are healed. There's something about that I don't even still fully understand, but I know what the word says. Lord Jesus, you came to save us, and I believe to heal us. So would you, by the stripes, by the power of your blood, would you heal these two children? I pray they would not have to live with these diagnoses. I pray type 1 diabetes would be gone, celiacs would be cut off, and that this little one's hair would grow back, and that they would know a joy and an awe that they wouldn't have known had they not walked through this. We pray it in your name. Amen.
And Lord, we want to lift David to you, dealing with blood pressure and anxiety. Lord, we are living in times that cause anxiety, so I can't even imagine what he's going through. But I pray, Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. You are sovereign over that. And I pray that you would bestow that on David right now. Holy Spirit, that you would meet with him, that there would be a wave of your peace that would come over, that peace that we cannot understand, that doesn't make sense. When life is crazy and there's anxiety and physical things like blood pressure happening, I pray that you would wash over him and bring peace to his soul, and you would bring peace and healing to his body. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Jessica writes in and she says, you prayed with me at Mercy Hospital summer 2019. I remember that. My name is Jessica, she said. I ended up having a hysterectomy due to tons of tiny cysts over my reproductive organs. The ultrasound last summer showed it was back, along with chronic pain again. Oh, pray it is benign again, that it all goes away without surgery. I believe God is saying, last time doctors got the credit, but this time the Lord will get the credit. And Father, we lift up our dear Jessica to you, and I thank you. I just remember the twinkle in your eye, Jessica, just your love for Jesus in the midst of a hard thing. And Jesus sees you and loves you so much. And I pray, God, that your fatherly love will just pour over her. And Lord, we pray that your spirit would just get in all of her cells, God. And we just ask you, God, to make, again, every system to support life and health. And we just cut off these cysts in Jesus' name. And we just say, no, in Jesus' name, you must leave with none remaining. And I pray you'd fill every vacancy, God, with love, with peace, with the fruit of the Spirit. I pray that Jessica would have a kingdom testimony, Lord God, where that she can point to this next phase of this journey to say, only God could have done this. Only God could have done it. And he did it. And we pray it now in Jesus' name. And Angie, I know you're watching the clock and you're managing a lot, but if you can manage Kathy's prayer for her children, mm-hmm. and as we head up to our hard break.
Lord, we want to lift Kathy up to you. She is recovering from divorce and watching what that's done to her 9 precious children. Mm-hmm. And the enemy's gotten a foothold there, Lord. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for healing in that family, Lord. I pray for reconciliation, if that needs to happen with her and her children. I pray for reconciliation in that marriage, Lord, whatever that looks like. Of course, we want full reconciliation, Lord. We know you have a plan, and as hard as it is to, like Jesus prayed in the garden, he begged and begged and begged and then surrendered to what your will is, Lord. And we know that your will is for reconciliation. And so I pray for reconciliation for this family. I pray that you would bring them together, that they would be able to hear each other and listen to each other, and that your spirit would be present, and so that at the end of the conversation, that there would be a closeness in that family that they've never experienced before, and that would continue in their family, that they could go forward from this with a new perspective and a new and an even deeper relationship because of the struggle that they've gone in with each other. And we lift this to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes, and Lord, any lies that are hidden in the darkness that are fueling division, we just command them to be exposed in Jesus' name. But I also pray for a supernatural grace to navigate the lies, and so that there can be healing, as Angie said, and reconciliation, however that looks in this family. But I just get a sense that the lies in the darkness are kind of a stronghold, and they need to be broken. And so we command that be so in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank you, Father, that you are the God who destroys the work of the enemy. You're the God who redeems our stories, and you're the God who makes all things new, and we trust you in that. Thank you, Lord, in your name. We see quite a few prayer requests coming in, and we're just going to keep on keeping on, friends. We believe in the power of prayer, and as you hear us pray, would you engage with us, engage your faith? And I pray each of you that are getting prayed for, see yourself in the bigger story, because you're so not alone. Others are walking through a similar valley, and it doesn't minimize yours. It just means that there's power in your prayers when you step up and go, I'm praying for me and for others who struggle just like I do. I will be back with my producer, Angie Smith. We're praying for you, and we'll be back in just a bit. Got a different tone going today. Thanks for tuning into Susie Larson Live. I mentioned earlier that our guest is under the weather, and sometimes when that happens, we have a last-minute cancellation. We'll put in a pre-recorded show, but we just both felt really much like we needed to just pray for you. There's so many who are hurting. I'm Susie Larson. My producer, Angie Smith, is on with me as well, and we're praying. And so we just ask you, text in your prayer requests. We're going to get to as many as we can. One word I wanted to bring, just in case someone needs this. I've been thinking a lot about abiding, and there's something about the deeper abiding that we can somehow so easily get into what we've always done and kind of expect what we've always gotten. But I get a such sense for the body of Christ right now that the Lord is inviting us in deeper still, deeper still. And I've been just pondering in John 15, where Jesus is saying, I'm the vine and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples, and this brings great glory to my Father. What I want to say quick before we pray, just because I feel like someone maybe needs to hear this today, I believe that there are many of us that God is saying, come deeper still. There's a deeper level of abiding that he has. Maybe there's something he wants, you know, something, an idol in your life or a practice in your life or something that you've always done. And he's just saying, it's not sin, but it's something that hinders you. It slows you down. Maybe it's a mindset. When you see it as an invitation to go deeper still, the three things that come out of a deeper abiding. One is your fruit. You bear much fruit, and it's fruit that outlasts you. So you'll be bearing more fruit than you've bore in the past. Fruit. Second is clarity and power in your answered prayers. Because as you abide, and his word abides in you, you pray with power, and you start to see things change. And then the Father gets glory. I just feel so strongly that some of you, God is saying, I have so much I want to do in and through you. I want your life to explode with fruit, a superior fruit that you've not seen before. I want you to pray and see mountains move. And I want to get glory from your life. You can't do what you've always done and get something new. He's inviting you to a deeper place of abiding. And if that's a word for you, I would love to get an amen from you. Just let me know if that resonates with you. But here we're just praying for so many of you. We just love standing with you. We love you. We love doing this journey with you. We care about you so much. And so this dear listener says, I'm recovering from a concussion that happened December 13th. I'm out of work and experiencing post-concussion syndrome. The concussion is teaching me patience, humility, empathy for those who experience any kind of disability, and trusting in God's timing. Not being able to do much, I found your show, which has been uplifting to my soul every day. I thank God for the life lessons and that I've drawn near to him, but please pray for complete healing, that I'll find a better balance and hang on to the lessons when I'm well. What a great prayer request. And Angie, I don't know if you can see, but I'll take this one, and if you can see where I'm at. If not, let me know, because I know there's a lot
yep,
in here.
Yep, I found it in the long list.
I know. Yes. There you go. Well,
this is wonderful.
It is amazing. Father in heaven, I thank you, God, for this dear soul, just the way they're stewarding this hardship. I love that compassion is rising up and they're understanding and having compassion on others who battle disability. I had a friend yesterday who said, how will we ever know how to have compassion and empathy if we haven't walked through some of these hardships? And how will we ever know victory if we haven't known defeat? Resurrection power if we haven't been buried under our hurt? And the thing is, you're going to be raised up. I believe it. Because the fact that you're just embracing compassion even now, I just think God's going to trust you with his glory. So I pray for 100% full healing. I pray for mental clarity that you've never had before. And then a heart of compassion. Because those of us who struggle long in that long valley, I just know it when I meet people who don't get it and people who do. And you're going to be someone who gets it. And I just want to tell you, people like you are a gift to people like me. So I just pray, redeem this dear friend, restore them, and then use them in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Lord, I lift this listener's asking for prayer for family, for loved ones that don't know you, Lord, and for all people that don't know you, and that we would be bold as a witness of those of us that know Christ. And so I stand in the gap, Lord, for the people that do not know you, especially our family members, Lord. Yes. I pray that you would first of all prompt in us a prayer for you to make an appointed time to have the conversation, God, because you do it, you've done it. And I pray that you would raise that up in us. And so I ask for me, Lord, that you would give me and give this listener and Susie, I pray that you'd give us and everyone else listening opportunities to share with our loved ones that don't know you, Lord. And I pray that comes out of our own relationship with you, Lord, that we know you so deeply, and that you are so in every fiber of our being that we cannot not share about what you're doing in our lives, Lord. And so I pray for boldness. I pray for our relationship with you, that there would be something to talk about, that it would be a remarkable relationship with you. And a relationship with you is remarkable, Lord. I thank you for that. It's dynamic. Mm-hmm. And so I pray that you would make time and place and space for us to share with our loved ones, to share with the people that we come in contact with that don't know you, to share you with them and to make that introduction. And Lord, I'm just going to go ahead and pray for the next one too, because I feel really prompted to, Lord. I lift Kelly up to you, and I pray for her husband, who is recovering from narcissism and battles health issues and anxiety daily. Lord, I that it's hard enough to be the person dealing with that, but then to be the person that's married with them and having to watch it, Lord, and having to figure out how can you come alongside this person. Lord, I pray that you would let Kelly know that she is not alone, that you are with her. You are always with her, even when it feels that when even when that doesn't feel true. God, and I lift up their little 7-year-old daughter. God, I pray that you would give Kelly unique and creative ways to be able to engage with her, just like in the prayer before about people who don't know you. For the 7-year-old daughter, Lord, that you would give Kelly creative ways to introduce her 7-year-old daughter to you, Lord. That you, that out of Kelly's own relationship with you would overflow in her relationship with her daughter and her husband. And we pray the blood of Jesus over him. We pray that Satan would not get a foothold in everything that he's dealing with. I pray against narcissism. I pray against health issues and anxiety. Lord, that is not of you. And so we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for him to find freedom in you, in his relationship with you, and living a life sold out for you, Lord. So we pray against Satan having a foothold and pray for freedom for him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Someday we're going to have a testimony show, and I want to hear some of your testimonies. I would love it. We've had this before where people have texted back in and said, you prayed on that day, my symptoms ended. I mean, I would love to hear about this husband being delivered and finding joy and humility. I just, when Angie prays, things change. I'm just saying. This one, Lisa says, looking for prayer to get an I need an answer and clarity for what direction to go for work, which impacts next steps for finding a forever home. And Lisa, I might be wrong about this, so you take this up with the Lord, but I just get a sense that God might want to help you find your area where you're going to live first, and then he'll show you where to go with your job. I might be wrong, but that is just my sense. And so, Lord, I just pray, God, your word talks about you put us in neighborhoods. You care where we live. And so I pray for Lisa for a strong sense of the community where you want her to be planted. Lord God, if you'd inspire her to drive around different communities till her heart finds peace and rest where she feels at home, and that she'd hear you say, this is the way, walk in it. This is where I want you to live. And that she'd have a sense about jobs. I just thank you that you care where she lives and you care where she works. So open the doors in both, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I wonder if you can grab Tina.
Yep. Lord, I lift Tina up to you and her prodigal son that is coming back, Lord. Mm-hmm. And wow. I think about Ruth Graham talking about when she went home as a prodigal daughter and her father, Billy Graham, was standing there with his arms open welcoming her home, Lord. And it sounds like it's going to take you moving for that to be able to happen. And so, Lord, I pray that you would move in Tina and her husband's hearts to be able to welcome him, Lord. And I pray for wisdom and protection in that too, Lord. It sounds like there's a lot going on, lots of relationships that need reconciliation and maybe just a lot of listening that needs to happen. And like what Susie was praying for before in the reconciliation, that people won't be believing lies, that they would give each other the benefit of the doubt, God, that they would be able to find some common ground. And Lord, I pray that you would be in every conversation that we have. God, and it sounds like he's angry and burned bridges. And I pray for it sounds like maybe he has a heart of stone, God. And so, yeah. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would begin to wash through him and that water would just wear away at that stone and it would begin to crumble. And he's not coming back till the end of April. So, Lord, even now, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would start to flow through him and that you would start to do a work, and that everywhere he goes, he would run into people that know you, Lord, that everywhere he goes, you are there. And he's seeing the true you. He is seeing who you are and not getting caught up in all the other things that have been happening, Lord, but that he would see you, that he would see Jesus, that he would see Jesus who died for him, who loves him, who wants to have a relationship with him. And so we lift him to you and we entrust him to you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Please pray for this family member who has got cancer and needs to decide what treatment to try next. Pray for me as I try to help her. Father, we pray for wisdom. I pray that you'd shut every door but the right one, and that peace would mark their steps. And pray for this dear listener who's trying to help this family member who's ill. I pray that they would sense your presence, your goodness, and your your guidance and protection every step of the way. And we pray for ultimate healing and restoration in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Lord,
Go ahead.
I pray for the next caller who's talking, asking for prayer for local high school instructors who all have cancer.
Wow.
Two of them, one with brain cancer, the other with lung cancer, and the third, a daughter, mom, wife, dear friend of fighting cancer for the second time. Lord, you know my feelings about cancer, and I know who you are, and I know the power that you have. And so, Lord, we pray for you to move in their lives. I pray for you to bring healing to them, Lord. I pray for this community to come around them as they're battling, Lord, and that you would give them the strength to fight. But God, you are the great physician, and so we pray for you to bring healing on these three people. And high school instructors, Lord, God bless them. It has been even harder this year, and now they're having to deal with cancer, God. Mm. I just pray that you would show up for them, that you would show up for them through your Spirit moving, that you would show up by people coming and being the hands and feet of Jesus to them. We entrust them to you, Lord. We pray that you would be with them in Jesus' name.
Lord, I'm just going to go out on a limb here, but if there's something in the water, if there's something in the environment that is increasing the cancer rate in that community, would you expose it in Jesus' name? It may not be hidden in the shadows. Expose it, I pray, so that they could do right by their community and by the people who are suffering right now. We pray for total provision. We pray for healing and revelation if it's necessary. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you, Father. This one, oh my goodness, is my heart. I've been praying about this daily. Says Susie, there are re-education camps in China. The news is not covering this. Please pray for freedom for these people who are being tortured for justice. I can't, and I pray so much for the persecuted multiple times a day. And because I have such a sensitive spirit, when I learn too much about what's going on, it wakes me up at night. And I keep asking God, show me how to carry this burden in a way that doesn't put me into a place of anxiety, because it is so horrific. What's happening in Nigeria through Boko Haram to Christians is unbelievable. What's happening in China with these re-education camps is evil. It's so evil. So I'm so aware of it, and I hate it. And I just, Lord, oh God in heaven, Lord, we know it seems like the enemy is winning the day, but we know, God, that you are the victorious one, Lord God. You are the God of angel armies. And the scripture is so full of prayers that where we ask you, God, show your enemies your zeal for your people. God, we just cry out to you and say, how long, oh God, how long till you step in for our persecuted brothers and sisters, those who are suffering in horrific ways because they won't renounce you, Lord Jesus, and those who do renounce you because they're terrified and they're tortured. God, it just seems unfathomable. So we, as your people who are in a nation that needs so much help and needs revival, but we have our freedom. We come to you, we stretch our hands out, and we cry out to you, God in heaven, open those prison doors. I pray that our brothers and sisters in China would be strengthened in the Lord, that they would see some Paul and Silas moments where the prison doors would open and their persecutors would radically come to faith. Lord, show us signs and wonders in our day that news reports have to report because it's so sensational. Stretch out your hand, we pray. Strengthen our brothers and sisters even now. And we ask you, God, put a firewall between the wicked and the weak. Put a firewall between the wicked and the vulnerable, and bring revival to these places. Bring revival to our nation as well. And remind us to pray for these dear brothers and sisters who are walking through things we cannot fathom. We're in this together. Jesus, it's one of the last things you asked of us, just to remember our persecuted brothers and sisters. So we remember them. Give them courage. Give them signs and wonders. Show them your glory. Show them that you're near. And do for them what they cannot do for themselves. And we pray this in your precious and holy, mighty name, in Jesus' name. Amen. We could do this for 2 hours, I think, Angie.
We could.
We need to pause here for our final break, and I still see more coming in. We're going to cover as many of you as we can. We're with you, friends, and we're praying today. We'll be back in a moment. Hmm. Thanks for tuning in today. Susie Larson here. This is Susie Larson Live, and it's a different show. As you can tell, it's got a different feel. We are praying. We had our guest needed to cancel today, and we just opted to go forward with a live show. Angie, my producer, Angie Smith, and I just wanted to stand with you. And there's so many who have such great needs. We believe in the power of prayer. We appeal to God in heaven. He loves us. He leans in. He bends an ear. He listens. And then he points his finger and he sends angels. He mobilizes armies of heaven to work on our behalf. We believe that with everything in us. He loves us. And when we pray, things change. Because when his word abides in us and we abide in him, he says, pray and ask what you will. So we're doing that. And we've got quite a few more to cover, but we're going to get as many as we can. This one says, please pray for my brother's wife so that she has a desire to work on the marriage and not give up. May the Lord soften her heart and reunite them. Pray for my brother to find peace, comfort, and joy in this storm. Thank you so much, Susie. Bless all the listeners on this station. I love, just thank you for that. We're in this together. And I pray for this brother's wife that her heart would soften. Oh, God. So often it feels like we want relief, so we want to do the quicker thing, but you want redemption of our story, and that's the harder thing, but it's the better thing, and it's the best case scenario. If we can make it through these hard times in marriage, it's the best case scenario. So I pray, God, redeem this marriage, move in her heart, and as Angie prayed earlier, put people in her path to give her some stories, some contrast stories, those who gave up, and how it turned out not like they'd hoped, and those who hung in there, and how it turned out beyond their wildest hopes. Show her pictures, give her stories so that she is compelled to stay in the fight. And I pray for the brother that he would have peace and comfort and know how to navigate, not react in fear or anger, but respond to you and be wise in it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And Lord, we lift up, Laura's asking for prayer for Nebraska, and with the unprecedented frigid temperatures, and I think we prayed for Texas, but yes, Lord, there are just so many states, and even just over the border into Mexico, Lord, so many people affected by the storm that went through, and so, God, we lift them to you, we pray that you would that you would give them the heat that they need. And like Susie prayed before, that the neighbors would love one another well and share what they have, and that they would get through it together as a community. And I also want to lift up Vivian and pray for her marriage. God, like we have been praying, Lord, and there are probably other requests in this list of people for asking for prayer for their marriage. And so, God, we stand with them and we ask mm-hmm. that you would be with them, that you would be working in these marriages, Lord. And I was having a conversation, God, and they talked about that having a heart of stone, sometimes when you're the person that it feels like you've been wronged, you can get a heart of stone, Lord. And so I pray for those of us that have let that happen, God, that you would soften us, that you would make all the husbands and wives represented here tender toward each other, that we would hear what the other was saying, because we're listening and we're actively listening, Lord. And I pray that you would be at work, and we beg for restoration in these marriages. Yes. And we pray against any foothold that Satan would have in the name of Jesus Christ, and pray and claim these marriages in his name, and pray that you would be at work in them. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Just want you to know, based on Angie's request, at some point in the future here, I'm going to do a show on my book, Alone in Marriage, where I'm going to be very raw and honest about our lowest point in our marriage. But I want to say this to you, because some of you know Kevin and I minister together. In that low point, I only felt contempt for him. I was so hurt just by so many dropped balls because of workaholism. And there's more, you know, and I'll share about it. But I want to just tell you, it's not easier. It may feel easier to walk away, but it's messier. And in the long run, it's not better. What I have with him now, what we fought back from, is so priceless, I can't even describe to you. And the ministry that God had for us on the other side, it is no wonder the enemy wanted us to quit on this side. I pray God gives you, all of you who are struggling, God gives you a vision for what God wants to do in your marriage. If the enemy is coming after you, it's because he is threatened by what God wants to do in and through you. It's not just about you. It's about the calling on the other side of this battle. So I pray God gives you a vision for it, and you can hang in there. This dear listener says, pray for my health symptoms, that nothing bad happens and that they go away, that I can be the best wife and mom in God's eyes for our family and our health. It's been a trying, hard year for me. Lord, I pray for healing. I pray for strength, but I also pray against fear in the name of Jesus, because fear just adds to the stress and can even produce symptoms. So I pray peace, joy, calmness, health, wholeness. I pray for family unity, great memories, and I pray for this mama to be creative in all the ways that she's mothering these children, and that she'd be the kind of wife you want her to be. Restore the years the enemy's stolen, in Jesus' name. I wonder if you pray for dear John.
Mm-hmm. Lord, I lift John up to you, who tested positive for COVID, and even though quarantine is almost over, is feeling like his symptoms are getting worse. Mm. And Lord, I know there's a lot that we know about COVID, but there still seems to be some things that are mysterious, and the going on symptoms that happen even after quarantine. And I pray that you would draw close to John. I pray, Lord, and ask you to bring healing to his body. I pray that right now, in this moment, as he's listening, that you would work in his body, yes, and cause a change for healing in his body. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would bring healing to his body, and he would miraculously feel better and know it's because of the work that you are doing in his life, Lord. We lift John to you in Jesus' name.
I feel just led to pray that you, God, we just put the cross of Jesus Christ between John and COVID. Even though COVID is in John, Christ is in John. Christ is our hope of glory. And so we cancel that wretched curse of COVID, and we command it to leave in Jesus' name. And we just speak life to every cell and system in John's body. And John, I just dare you just to say, I just welcome you, Jesus, Spirit of God, into every cell of my body. I welcome you into every aspect of my body, into my lungs, into my eyes, my head, my heart. I welcome your whole presence to overtake every part of my body. Christ in me is my hope of glory. I pray for a quick turnaround for John, that he could be able to testify to it, because it's so obvious and miraculous. We pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Do you see this one, my adult son? Can you pray for that one?
Mm-hmm. Lord, I pray for this situation where looks like there's been a serious crime, God, and you know the truth of the situation. And in John, it says, we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free, and that truth is Jesus Christ. But we also ask for the truth of this situation to come out, to come to light. And I pray that as her son is walking in being accused, Lord, that you would strengthen him, Lord, that you would remind him of who he is. I don't know where he is with in his relationship with you, God. If he doesn't know you, I pray that because of this, he would come to know you. If he does know you, Lord, I pray that he would be reminded of the place that he has in you, that he is a co-heir with Christ in the kingdom of God. And so, Lord, I pray that for truth to come up, and I pray for you to come alongside him so that he knows that he is not alone, that even in this, you are walking with him. In Jesus' name.
Tammy says, pray for my husband. He has severe anger issues, and it's affecting his health. He deals with his parents having too much control over him, has a hard time setting boundaries. I want him to be free and from the need to please them no matter what. Thank you for your prayers. And, you know, anger is a secondary emotion, they say, and it's secondary to fear, hurt, and frustration. So God, I ask you to go to those places in Tammy's husband and heal them. The father wound, the rejection, the not being enough, the striving. Tend to those deep places and deliver him from anger. Deliver him from fear, from hurt and frustration, and heal him beyond his wildest dreams. God, set him free and redeem their marriage beyond what Tammy could ever have dreamed, and help him to start establishing healthy boundaries with his parents, because it's healthy for him as well, and it's healthy for them, in Jesus' name. We are on the home stretch here, so I'm just going to, you know, Angie, let's write these all down. We've got, I think, 20 more to go, and we're up against the end. But we're going to do this again, friends, just I came ready for with content and songs, and we just got to pray for you instead, and I'm so grateful. So we're going to write all these down. But Lord, I pray for those we didn't get to mention on the air, but we're going to take these to our staff meeting, and we will cover you. But Lord, I pray, Lord, bring healing, bring wholeness, bring vindication, God, bring reconciliation. Jesus, I ask you to move in ways that only you can. Lord, we know that you do that. We've seen too much to go back. And you said, keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. So we do it, Lord. We believe you for healing and redemption of our stories. We honor you this day and every day. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Suzy Larson Live. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player, and never miss a show.